Yo, what up, what up, what up? It's your motherfucking host, Abyss Killer, on Fuck Outta Here. Yo, what up, y'all? I was watching this battle with Charlie Clips. Charlie Clips versus SDK on Upstate Heavyweight Rap League URL. Are they serious? Is this serious? Like, or am I bugging? I don't know. Maybe I'm bugging, but I don't know. This is kind of crazy. Okay. The battle to me, I think dude is okay, but you're using Charlie Clips moves, so I can't give you that many points for that if you're using this nigga's moves. Like, you trying to take his power moves and use them against him. Like, you can only get so many points for that. And then even when you're mocking him, you're using his style against, I don't give you that many points for that. So you did say some dope shit here and there, but I think Charlie Clips just showed you who the veteran is. And he was just playing around with you. So that's kind of crazy. And you was trying your damnedest. It was pretty good, but it wasn't. I can't give you a lot of points for being creative because you used his power, like his moves. So I can't give you that much credit for that. But you were okay, SDK, okay? SDK. That's his name, SDK. Okay. Alright, and Charlie Clips. Stop battling everybody, man. Damn it. This mother. Calm down. Breathe. Goose Rabba. Stop fucking battling everybody, yo. Stop it. Please. Just stop. Like, damn. Stop dragging your name through the mud. That's cool, you giving people shots. No more shots. You don't need to give shots no more. You're not a doctor. No shots. No penicillin shots. No, tendon shots, no shots, none of them shits. You don't, Clips, step away from the shots, okay? You can't shoot. Maybe a little bit, but stay away. All right, stop giving these motherfucking chances. Stop. Just only battle who you're supposed to battle. Like, damn. I understand you getting that money, but still, just battle better opponents. Stop it. Clips, we fuck with you, but you keep doing this another year or two of this, nobody's gonna wanna hear from you. DNA, you too. Calm that shit down. Stop battling so fucking much. Damn it. Shit. Y'all niggas need new managers or something. Like, fuck, stop. Stop it. For real. And then Clips was talking shit about this dude's, like, not like views on his other battles. And the views on the other battles are like Like, it's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy. It's like 491 SDK verse. My bad, I'm yawning. That's how fucking... Just reading the title is, like, makes me tired seeing how little bit of views it got. Oh, my God. 491? How long has this shit been out? March 10th, 2017. I guess it's a new league. I don't know. But I don't know. I want to hear this motherfucker rap. Let me play a bit of it. Let me see. Wait, I'm trying to get to a certain point. He touched all four corners? Pause, bro. Pause. I don't even be saying pause, but sometimes, you know, since they from New York, I try to say pause for them. Because he probably forgot. He probably forgot to say pause. So, you know, I want to make sure I say it for him. You know. Pit stop? His name is Pit Stop. SDK verse Pit Stop. Upstate Heavyweight Rap League. Okay, let's hear a little bit more. I'm not gonna listen to all this shit. Wait. Let's skip a little bit of this shit. All right. I skipped a little bit of it. Sorry for the... This is Pit Stop.
I said, bro, I must be a step down for you. I got no choice but to go on my back. Yeah, my back. Mm. Yeah, that's because my crown boy. I'm like, hey, cool. I'll start baking a pound for you. You getting this cooking like food your mother left out for you. So what type of bar can you spend tonight, my nigga?
What the fuck do you think? What do you think? Crown Royal, your grandma left out the food for you. Then he sounds like Mike Tyson on top of it. I don't know. Let's fast forward. Cause oh my God, I don't know. Oh my God, damn. Okay, but let's see what this dude's rapping about. SDK.
I was watching this nigga battles. Turned it off and I stopped. retarded nigga that look like Vicky Tyson but sound like Mike Tyson. This shit is ludicrous. Ever since I killed Chase, they've been chasing my spot. All you lemon niggas soft, they gonna be tasting these shots. Anyways, I asked for the best in the rap. So after I chase paper, y'all give me a pit stop? Nah.
Oh my God, again. No. Boo. Boo. I can see... I'm not wasting my goddamn life on this shit. I'm not watching this shit. I'm not watching that shit. Let's see, what else? Y'all could go watch this shit. I don't know about that one. I don't know. That shit was not good to me. That A-Ward versus DNA. DNA bodied you, nigga. On King of the Dot. Go check that out, King of the Dot. Go check that out on King of the Dot Entertainment, you know, on YouTube, nigga. Go check that out. It's like, nah, I don't really talk like that. But, yo, go check that out. DNA versus A-Ward. To me, DNA won every round. A-Ward wasn't really saying shit. Like, I think he thought he was saying shit. I think a couple, like, I may be like 3-4 bars from him. From all three rounds. Not each. Like, that's just 3 or 4 bars for the whole three. So maybe like one from each round. And I'm not even being like biased. Like, I'm being 100. Like, to me, King of the Dot, like, stop just letting anybody rap because they tell you they can rap. That's what it seems like. It seems like you niggas just be like, yo, I know how to rap. Can I rap too? And A-Ward sounds like he should be wearing like ranch clothes, like a button-up plaid shirt, cowboy hat, straw in his mouth and shit, talking all that. Like, A-Ward has good, he has good projection. Like, nah, not good. He has great projection. If he was really saying something, it would have meant more. He's like, I don't know. His projection, like, he's able to say shit, and like, you can hear everything he's saying. But the shit he was saying was, you see how I'm yawning when I'm talking about it? Because the shit he was saying was like boring. See, when I yawn, and because I'm talking about something boring, you know, makes me want to go to sleep. So, A-Ward, talk about some real shit, okay? Talk about some shit I could cheer for, like, or motherfuckers could cheer for, because you was dry. You was dry, nigga. That was a mirage. That wasn't the water. That wasn't like a lake or a pond in front of you. Oh man, I didn't even watch that. No. Nope, I'm not even gonna. Brooklyn Carter versus Franchise on Smack URL. I don't care if that shit got 67K in views. That battle is whack. I watched one round from Franchise, and I guess he went first. Yeah, let me stop, like, I don't remember. Yeah, he went first. And then Brooklyn Carter, I watched like fucking 10, 20, maybe 30 seconds of it. And I think, man, I didn't watch this bullshit. Yo. Somebody screen some of these motherfuckers just because a nigga says he can rap and, or he thinks he can rap or like, oh man, y'all niggas should not be battling. The shit y'all say, y'all should not be battling. Somebody gotta be telling y'all, yo, y'all ain't good. Stop lying, like, oh man, stop sparing niggas' feelings, Norbs. Stop telling people they can and then put them on a bullshit card just to give them a couple of dollars. Like, are you related to something? Like, no, I'm not going to say that. I told myself I'm not going to. Are y'all serious? Because, god damn. How a battle so boring you don't even want to watch it? Like, how is a battle so whack? Like, niggas don't even got one or two good lines. And you know what I figured out? See, I'm yawning. Because I don't really want to talk about this shit, but I got to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? I got to talk about it. Because it just has to be talked about. So, a lot of shit going down. A lot of shit. A lot of motherfucking shit. I can't wait till this Ascension shit pops off. And I want to listen to this.
Yes, you haven't paid this year. But what about the past years, the many past years where you haven't paid? Perhaps you should pay some or all of that money back.
You hear that? That was Donald Trump, the president of the United States of America. But I'm going to run that back. I was watching it a little bit earlier. And I don't know. I think there's some people that don't understand what he's saying. So, like, I want to translate some of it for y'all, if y'all don't mind. You know, I'm going to translate some of this shit for you.
Dave Boyer, Washington Times, please. Dave. Come on, Dave.
Thank you, Mr. President. Apologies.
That's all right, Dave.
Mr. President, this morning on Twitter, we're referring to the testimony of James Comey vindicating you. But I wondered if you could tell us in person, sir, why you feel that his testimony vindicated you when it's really boils down to his word against your word. And if you could also tell us, sir, do tapes exist of your conversations with him?
Well, I'll tell you.
Okay, I want to cut that shit off right there. All right. Did he say, he said president and on Twitter, right? I'm just saying, that was the first time I ever heard president. Wait, so he's communicating on Twitter? With whoa, wait. So to me, he was basically trying to call Trump out. He's trying to like say, so nigga, like, was that you talking that ish on Twitter to that other dude? You know what I'm saying? Like, was that... do you stand by what you said? All right, so, you know, let's see what Trump says, okay?
That may be sometime in the very near future. But in the meantime, no collusion, no obstruction. He's a leaker. But we want to get back to running our great country. Jobs, trade deficits, we want them to disappear fast. North Korea, big problem. Middle East, a big problem. So that's what I am focused on. That's what I have been focused on. But yesterday showed no collusion, no obstruction. We are doing really well. That was an excuse by the Democrats who lost an election that some people think they shouldn't have lost, because it's almost impossible for the Democrats to lose the Electoral College, as you know. You have to run up the whole East Coast and you have to win everything as a Republican, and that's just what we did. So it was just an excuse. But we were very, very happy. And frankly...
All right. So, what President Trump is saying, he's saying basically like, motherfuckers, we won. Deal with it. Stop crying. Stop trying to tell people reasons why y'all lost. And then them haters, them other haters that ain't falling in line, we gonna deal with y'all. We gonna deal with y'all. We ready. So, you know what I'm saying? We gonna do us. We happy. That's what Trump is saying. He's saying he's happy. Like, he's like, yo, we got it on lock. What? Y'all ain't gonna do nothing. That's what Trump's saying. That's hood translation right there, okay? Now, let's see what else.
James Comey confirmed a lot of what I said, and some of the things that he said just weren't true. Thank you very much. Do you have a question?
Thank you. And Mr. President, if you could tell us, a couple weeks ago, President Trump was in Brussels at the NATO meeting, and not only was he encouraging NATO members to pay up the 2% required of GDP for national defense, but he also was saying that countries, even including yours, who had not paid 2% in the past, should make up for that difference. Do you think that's fair?
Okay. So what that dude just said, if you didn't understand what he said, why these motherfuckers ain't get to pay all the money that we paid? Why they was getting, you know, a discount? Like, are they gonna end up paying back that money that they didn't pay that they got discounted? Like, why we gotta pay all the money and they don't gotta pay a lot of money? Like, that's some bullshit. That's what he was saying, just in a nice way, you know.
I was in Brussels and I met President Trump and I listened to his speech and I liked it, because you see, NATO is based on values, but it is ultimately a military alliance. And you know, military spendings are complicated and you need a lot of money, because NATO is the strongest alliance the Earth ever saw, and we want to keep it that way. So we have to spend money for defense purposes. And spending money means, if you're in alliance, everybody has to spend money. This is called burden sharing. And I fully agree, Mr. President, to that. So, of course, some people liked this better and some didn't like.
Yeah. You want to know what he's saying so far? This motherfucker said, he basically saying, no, nigga, we ain't gonna pay that. You gonna help us pay that like you been helping us pay that. So stop acting brand new. Stop acting like all crazy. It's gonna continue to go on, whether you like it or not, what he's about to say. So, no, I'm just a hood translator. Don't kill me. I'm just the best killer. Hood translator.
It's so much, but it's a simple fact that we have to do this, not as a purpose in itself. We have to do this to stay strong, to be strong, and to defend our nations.
100% correct. And you know, one of the things I was referring to during that speech was the fact that, yes, they haven't paid what they should be paying now, But for many years, they haven't been paying. So I said, do we ever go back and say, how about paying the money from many, many years past? Now, I know no president has ever asked that question, but I do. We're going to make NATO very strong.
You hear Trump saying all that? Dude's looking at him like, yo, wait. I never said that. Like, dude's looking, oh my God. Dude's looking over at him. Just, if y'all want to watch it. Oh my God. It's on President Donald Trump. It's on his channel. Okay. Speeches and press. President Donald Trump. Speeches and press. Or President Donald Trump. I guess this is his channel. Okay. Yep. President Donald Trump's speech. Damn, I can't even talk. It's 27 on trending. All right. Now, let's see, like, the dude looking at him like, yo, like he's like, yo, we ain't never agreed to that. Well, now let's see what else Trump is going to say, President Trump.
The money to make it strong. You can't just do what we've been doing in the past. So I did say, yes, you haven't paid this year. But what about the past years, the many past years where you haven't paid? Perhaps you should pay some or all of that money back. You have a question?
Domnișoara Avramescu, TVR.
Thank you. I have a question for President Trump. On the matter of security, sir, many of the countries on...
Wait. Trump is tricky a little bit. I know, like, he was like, you have a question? And he didn't have... Wait, or was it... Where is this taking place at? Is this in another country?
Sir Frank of NATO, including Romania, see Russia as a threat to the security and the peace in the region. Do you share this vision, and do you think that the United States should act under Article 5 if any of this country will be under military aggression? Thank you very much.
Well, I'm committing the United States, and have committed, but I'm committing the United States to Article 5. And certainly we are there to protect. And that's one of the reasons that I want people to make sure we have a very, very strong force by paying the kind of money necessary to have that force. But yes, absolutely, I'd be committed to Article 5.
You see how they be talking and they don't be really saying shit? He ain't really say shit right there. He could have just said, yeah, Article 5. Fuck is Article 5? I mean, I don't know. I'm just watching this, so I don't know what Article 5, so I'm going to talk shit about Article 5 because I don't even know what the fuck it is. That's what the new millennials do. They talk about shit that they don't like. That's that shit I don't like. That's that shit I don't like. That fifth, that's that shit I don't like. What I don't like. Okay, that fifth, I don't like.
Mr. President, were there any discussion about the visa waiver program for Romania? Is there a time frame for including our country in this program? Thank you.
So it must be in Romania.
We didn't discuss it, but there would be certainly, it would be something we will discuss, Mr. President.
I mentioned this issue, and I also mentioned it during other meetings I had, because this is important for us, it's important for Romanians who want to come to the United States. And you see, more and more people come, President Trump, from Romania to the United States. Some come as tourists, some come for business, and those who come for business should be encouraged. So the matter of visa.
Yo. Don't that shit happen already? What the fuck are we talking about here? Like, what the fuck are they talking about here? Like, what are they really talking about? Is this like a bragging? Like, on this, well, we're going to be doing the same stuff we've been doing. And, but the people who's going to start, you know, make businesses should be encouraged more. We're just, you know, America's going to, you know, help us more and more because, you know, and we're still not going to pay. That's why I think that's what he's still saying. I'm not sure. Man, fuck out of here. That shit. President Trump.
Waiver would be probably important to discuss.
And I guess the president of Romania.
We will advance on this.
Hands up there, President. Do you have this in Romania too? I don't know.
Yeah, I got the microphone.
Oh, boy,
if you allow me.
If I could only sell it. Who would like to ask? Should I take one of the killer networks that treat me so badly as fake news? Should I do that? Huh? Go ahead.
Man, Trump talk kind of gangster, yo. He talking that ish right now. He was talking that ish. I ain't on him. He was talking that ish. He's talking nice to that. He's like, oh man, y'all heard that, Trump. Trump is talking that shit. I don't know. Let's keep going.
Oh, absolutely. Remember how nice you used to be before I ran? Such a nice man.
Always fair. Mr. President, I want to get back to James Comey's testimony. You suggested he didn't tell the truth in everything he said. He did...
You're in a dude that, always fair. Always fair. Oh man, that dude was like terrified. He was like, always fire. Oh man, that's hilarious. Let's see what he talks about.
Hey, under oath, that you told him to let the Flynn, you said you hoped the Flynn investigation, you could like.
I didn't say that.
So he lied about that.
Well, I didn't say that. I mean, I will tell you, I didn't say that.
And did he ask you to pledge?
And there'd be nothing wrong if I did say it, according to everybody that I've read today. But I did not say that.
And did he ask for a pledge of loyalty from you? That's another thing he said.
No, he did not.
So he said those things under oath. Would you be willing to speak under oath to give your version of
100%? And I didn't say under oath. I hardly know the man. I'm not going to say, I want you to pledge allegiance. Who would do that? Who would ask a man to pledge allegiance under oath?
Yeah. What the hell is that about? Them niggas are having a seance or something? Is that skull and crossbone stuff real? Like, it's not like they was having a seance. Like, they was, like, casting spells and shit. What the hell? That's what they was doing, casting spells?
I mean, think of it. I hardly know the man. It doesn't make sense. No, I didn't say that, and I didn't say the other.
So if Robert Mueller wanted to speak with you about that,
I would be glad to tell him exactly what I just told you, Jim.
And you seem to be hinting that there are recordings of those conversations.
I'm not hinting anything. I'll tell you about it over a very short period of time.
What is that?
Okay, do you have a question here?
Oh. Is he hiding something? It sounds like he's trying to, like, you know, pass the questions off to him all the time. Hey, you want to ask a question? Wait, I was confused. I don't know. I thought he was in, I guess they're in America. I'm confused. Like, you know, the first couple of people, but you know what? I don't really know what's going on. I'm just reviewing it, like, just from the first watch. So, it's just for entertainment purposes. And, you know, I'm the hood analyst. I'm just analyzing and breaking it down from my perspective.
When will you tell us about the ring for a fairly short period of time?
They're Thursday tomorrow now. Are there tapes, sir? He's like, what are you talking about? Oh my God, I need this information. Like,
oh, you're going to be very disappointed when you hear the answer. Don't worry. John, do you have a question for the president?
Yes.
Thank you. And President Yohannes, you are no stranger to Russian aggression. Vladimir Putin recently suggested that Romania could be in Russia's crosshairs. How concerned should the world be about Russian aggression in your region? And how concerned should we be here in the United States about what Russia tried to do in our election, sir?
Everybody's concerned. But you see, being concerned should lead you to being prepared. So in my opinion, we have to be very clear, very simple and very straightforward if we talk about Russia and with Russia. In my opinion, we need dialogue. But on the other hand, we need what we all together decided in NATO, a strong deterrence. So this combination, strong deterrence and dialogue, should lead towards a solution which is feasible for every part.
So what he said is, fuck what y'all talking about. You know, we tried negotiating. We even tried destroying them. But we got something up our sleeves that we ain't telling y'all that we about to try, since this new, you know, conference we had with each other. Let's see what else they're saying.
Hello, Mr. President Trump. You mentioned earlier the anti-corruption fight in Romania. It is a matter of high importance in our country. But we see now that the anti-corruption fight and the efforts to consolidate the rule of law are sometimes undermined by some politicians, part of what we can call the Bucharest swamp. Is your administration going to support the anti-corruption fight in Romania, and how can you do it? Thank you.
Well, we support very strongly Romania, and therefore, obviously, we do support that fight on anti-corruption. We will always support that, and we support your president. We think he's done an outstanding job, very popular, very solid, working very hard. We know everything that's going on. And he's going to win that fight. He's going to win that battle, but he has our support.
Thank you so much.
Yo, that dude was like, I'm loving what you say, Trump. Go ahead, Trump. Talk that shit, Trump. But corruption? I think governments need corruption. I think governments, not saying that there is, these are just hood analysts. I heard analyzation. That's even a word. If it ain't, I don't care. Now it is. All right, let's finish what he's talking about.
Do you see the corruption in Romania as a problem for the U.S.-Romania partnership and for the American investor as a threat, because we still have corruption in Romania despite this anti-corruption fight?
what you do, but I can tell you that there are many American investors right now going to Romania and investing. In fact, I was given a chart just before our meeting, and we have people going over to Romania and investing, and they weren't doing that a number of years ago. So that shows very, very big progress, and there really are a lot of congratulations in store, but a lot of people are investing from our country to yours, and people...
What the fuck does that have to do with what they're talking about? What does investing have to do with corruption? Can somebody tell me what the fuck is he talking about right there? Because I'm lost. Why and what does that have to do with that?
Love from Romania, the United States. And they come here a lot, and we're very proud of them. Thank you all very much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
He ended that shit. He's smooth. Trump is smooth. I said, thank you. Thank you. Peace. I'm out. Tell me what y'all think. What y'all think about that? What you think about what Trump was saying? What you analyze from what they say? Because you can't really take anything that, you know, political people say, because, you know, they talk in like riddles. So this is for comedy purposes, but, you know, I hope y'all have fun. Comment, rate, subscribe, please. That would really be a big help. Subscribe to my channel. Subscribe to me on iTunes. Like, you know, rate it and comment and let me know. Let me know what topics you want me to talk about. You know what I'm saying? And help me like get my channel more lit, and help me get my you know, my iTunes podcast more lit, so, and then, you know what I'm saying, I could get better equipment, you know, and have y'all able to call in, and, you know what I'm saying, I could really have a discussion with y'all. So get your friends, if you know anybody likes battle rap or anything y'all want me to talk about, hit me up. My email's on my Twitter, at AbyssKiller1. You can find me on Twitter, but my email's right there at the top of my Twitter page. So email me and write fuck out of here. You know where to write that. Write fuck out of here exactly how I think, so I know it's for the podcast. Or just write podcast, you know, and tell me what you want, what topics you would like me to talk about, or what battles you seen that maybe you think is the new talent or something. Let me know and I'll look at it and review it. But, you know, I'm trying to let this podcast get more lit. I'm hoping it gets more lit, so, you know, maybe get some sponsors, get some more, you know, get more shit going. And then I definitely, my next goal is definitely to get away so I could talk to the fans. I want to be able to talk to y'all. And we ain't going to do fans. We ain't going to do fans. We going to end up being, this is family radio. Like, you know what I'm saying? Not family. Like, this is fam. Yeah, we going to do fam. We don't got fans. We got fam. You know what I'm saying? So, come on, FOH clan, let's get it. We all leaders, but leaders also know how to follow. Remember that. The best leaders make the greatest followers, and the greatest followers make the best leaders. Either way, shout out to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Stay focused, stay going straight forward, and let them haters hate. And always remember, sometimes you're just stopping yourself. Stop getting in your own way. Go do something. Fuck out of here, nigga.